Beloved in the Lord,
let us draw near with a true heart and confess our sins
unto God our Father, beseeching him in the name of our Lord Jesus Christ to grant us forgiveness. Our help is in the name of the Lord. I said I would confess my transgressions to the Lord. Forgive you all your sins in the name of the Father and of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. As newborn babes desire the sincere milk of the Word, hear, O my people, and I will testify unto thee, O Israel, if thou wilt hearken unto me. Sing aloud to God our strength, make a joyful noise unto the God of Jacob.
Thank you.
Lord be with you.
And with our spirit.
Let us pray.
Grant, we beseech thee, Almighty God, that we who have celebrated the solemnities of the Lord's resurrection may, by the help of thy grace, bring forth the fruits thereof in our life and conversation. Through the same Jesus Christ, thy Son, our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end. Amen.
Confessional reading this morning from the Augsburg Confession, Article 28 of Ecclesiastical Power. But this is their opinion, that the power of the keys, or the power of the bishops, according to the gospel, is a power or commandment of God to preach the gospel, to remit and retain sins, and to administer sacraments. For with this commandment Christ sends forth his apostles, as my Father hath sent me, even so I send you. Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them, and whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. And Mark 16, go, preach the gospel to every creature. The Old Testament reading from the book of Job, chapter 19, verses 25 through 27. For I know that my Redeemer liveth, and that he shall stand at the latter day upon the earth. And though after my skin worms destroy this body, yet in my flesh I shall see God, whom I shall see for myself, and mine eyes shall behold, and not another. Though my reins be consumed within me. Here ends our Old Testament reading. The epistle reading from John's first epistle, chapter 5, verse 4 through 10. For whatsoever is born of God overcomes the world, and this is the victory that overcomes the world, even our faith. Who is he that overcometh the world, but he that believeth that Jesus is the Son of God? This is he that came by water and blood, even Jesus Christ, not by water only, but by water and blood. And it is the Spirit that beareth witness, because the Spirit is truth. For there are three that bear record in heaven, the Father, the Word, and the Holy Ghost. And these three are one. And there are three that bear witness in earth, the Spirit, and the water, and the blood. And these three agree in one. If we receive the witness of men, the witness of God is greater. For this is the witness of God, which he hath testified of his Son. He that believeth on the Son of God hath the witness in himself. He that believeth not, God hath made him believeth not God hath made him a liar, because he believeth not the record that God gave of his Son. Here ends our epistle reading. John, chapter 20, reading from verse 19 through verse 31. Then, the same day at evening, being the first day of the week, when the doors were shut where the disciples were assembled for fear of the Jews, came Jesus and stood in the midst, and saith unto them, Peace be unto you. And when he had said so, he showed them his hands and his side. Then were the disciples glad when they saw the Lord. Then said Jesus to them again, Peace be unto you. As my Father hath sent me, even so I send you. And when he had said this, he breathed on them, and said unto them, Receive ye the Holy Ghost. Whosoever sins ye remit, they are remitted unto them. And whosoever sins ye retain, they are retained. But Thomas, one of the 12, called Didymus, was not with them when Jesus came. The other disciples therefore said unto him, We have seen the Lord. But he said unto them, Except I shall see in his hands the print of the nails, and put my finger into the print of the nails, and thrust my hand into his side, I will not believe. And after 8 days again, his disciples were within, and Thomas with them. Then came Jesus, the doors being shut, and stood in the midst, and said, Peace be unto you. Then said he to Thomas, Reach hither thy finger, and behold my hands, and reach hither thy hand, and thrust it into my side, and be not faithless, but believing. And Thomas answered and said to him, My Lord and my God. Jesus said unto him, Thomas, because thou hast seen me, thou hast believed. Blessed are they that have not seen, and yet have believed. And many other signs truly did Jesus in the presence of his disciples, which are not written in this book. But these are written, that ye might believe that Jesus is the Christ, the Son of God, and that believing, you might have life in his name. Here ends our gospel reading. Together in the words of the Nicene Creed.
I believe in one God, the Father Almighty, maker of heaven and earth, and of all things visible and invisible, and in one Lord Jesus Christ, the only begotten Son of God, begotten of his Father before all worlds, God of God, light of light, very God of very God, begotten, not made, being of one substance with the Father, by whom all things were made, who for us men and for our salvation came down from heaven, and was incarnate by the Holy Ghost of the Virgin Mary, and was made man, and was crucified also for us under Pontius Pilate. He suffered and was buried, and the third day he rose again according to the Scriptures, and ascended into heaven, and sitteth on the right hand of the Father. And he shall come again with glory to judge both the quick and the dead, whose kingdom shall have no end. And I believe in the Holy Ghost, the Lord and giver of life, who proceedeth from the Father and the Son, who with the Father and the Son together is worshipped and glorified, who spake by the prophets. And I believe one holy Christian and solid church, I acknowledge one baptism for the remission of sins, and I look for the resurrection of the dead, and the life of the world to come. Amen.
Thank you. Our text this morning, from John chapter 20, verses 19 through 31. I'd like to read at this time verses 21 through 23. Then Jesus said to them again, "Peace to you. As the Father has sent me, I also send you." And when he had said this, he breathed on them and said to them, "Receive the Holy Spirit. If you forgive the sins of any, they are forgiven them. If you retain the sins of any, they are retained." Please be seated. Three times in our gospel reading, Jesus says to them, "Peace be unto you." And in this second of the three times, he says, "As the Father sent me, so I am sending you." Good Lutheran question. What does this mean? And in his own ministry, he says, "I have come not to be served, but to serve, and to give my life as a ransom for many." And as he conducted his ministry, he made it very plain that the forgiveness of sins was his authority and the purpose of his ministry. Remember the paralyzed man that they dropped through the roof because of the crowd. They couldn't get close enough. And he said to him, "Get up and walk." No. He said, "Be of good cheer. Your sins are forgiven you." And that upset the crowd. Who does this guy think he is? Only God can forgive sins. And finally he says, but that you may know that the Son of Man has power or authority, better translation, on earth to forgive sins. He said to the man who was paralyzed, "I say to you, arise, take up your bed and go to your house." And he did. Interesting. "As my Father sent me, so I'm sending you." Then he breathed on that. Now this is a subject probably better for a Bible class, so I might be running a bit off the rails here. But the word that's used for breathed here, the Greek word, is only used once in the New Testament, and that's right here. It does occur a few times in the Greek translation of the Old Testament, which, by the way, at this time was the Bible of the Jews, the common, ordinary study Bible, if you will, of the Jews. They did have the Hebrew Bible, but Hebrew was a dead language, like Greek is today for us. And in their synagogues, the Hebrew was read every time they gathered, but when they talked about the scripture, the teaching and the discussing all came out of the Greek Old Testament, which had been translated into Greek some 300 years before Christ. But anyway, this word does occur in the Greek Old Testament a few times. Two I'd like to talk about today. Remember Ezekiel with his vision of the Valley of Dry Bones? And he is told to prophesy to the bones. And as he prophesies to the bones, they're gathered together. And then he's told to prophesy to them, and sinews and flesh join the bones, but they're dead. There's no life. Then he said to me, "Prophesy to the breath.
Prophesy, son of man, and say to the breath, thus says the Lord God, come from the four winds, O breath, and breathe on these slain, that they may come to life. And they do.
The other occurrence that I want to talk about this morning is back in the creation. Before anything was disturbed in God's perfect creation, then the Lord God formed a man of the dust from the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living being. Paul says, for since by a man came death, and by a man also came the resurrection of the dead, for as in Adam all die, so also in Christ all will be made alive. The perfect peace between God and his creation is shattered by the first man's attempt to be like God. The second man is God the Son, and the Son of Man. He who was delivered for our offenses and was raised again for our justification. I can't look around the corner that far. You notice that altar from when? Somewhere over 100 years ago, I believe. We have a 3D image of the risen Christ showing his hands and his feet, the marks of the nails. That's an image of what we just read in the gospel reading. Now, in front of that, there's an empty cross and a crucifix. I think that kind of shows the changes in concepts of church piety over the years. But if you can see behind those two, and if you read German, it says, Frieden sei mit euch. Want to guess at the translation? Or maybe you know German. Peace be with you. That's our text illustrated before us. Now that we've discussed Bible class a bit, how about catechism? Growing up, and I think, I don't know how it could possibly go on until I was over 40 and already an ordained pastor. But the TLH absolution troubled me. I, by virtue of my office, well, that's not what it means at all. If you look virtue up in the dictionary, find one of the possible meanings of it. By virtue of means because of or as a result of. It's stating the authority by which the pastor, the called pastor, forgives sins. Lutheran Service Book, the third of three hymnals I've known in this denomination. As a called and ordained servant of Christ and by his authority. Makes it pretty plain, does it not? The authority to forgive and to retain sins. Forgiving the sins of repentant sinners, retaining the sins of the impenitent until they repent. That's the authority given to the church and exercised publicly by the called and ordained pastors. I don't know how this happened. I'm going to sit down and ask Phyllis if she has any idea. But can you believe that today, but this is our text, what do we get in the confessional reading? The Lutheran statement of what they believe this text means in the office of the public ministry. The church in the world is called to proclaim repentance and forgiveness of sins. Pastors preach repentance and forgiveness of sins to their congregations and to the world. And we all are called to speak God's word in the world, not only and maybe not primarily with what we say, but how we live. So it's peace that he brings, the peace that he earned for the world on his cross. Thomas had a problem. Obvious unbelief. I will not buy that till I can stick my finger into the nail hole in his hands and my fist into his side. There's a, I don't know when, hundreds of years old painting, and I'm sure most of you have seen it, that shows Thomas with his fingers in our Lord's side. I don't know that that actually happened, but it's the Lord certainly invited him to do that. He provided for him what he needed for peace, and he gave him that peace. But that peace regained with God is preached in the Old Testament as well as the New. Remember Aaron's benediction, if you will. God says to Moses, speak to Aaron and his sons, saying, excuse me, this is the way you shall bless the children of Israel. Say to them, Trinitarian benediction, the Lord bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious to you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. So shall they put my name on the children of Israel, and I will bless them. So shall they put my name on the children of Israel and give them peace. Remember Pastor Stoltz with the benediction. He always had to add the personal possessive pronoun, his peace. He wanted us to recognize that this is not talking about peace as the world gives it. This is the peace of God that Christ earned for us on the cross. And so, peace be with you. Amen.
Amen.
And the peace of God, which passes all understanding, keep your hearts and minds in Christ Jesus. Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Thank you.
But chiefly we are bound to praise thee for the glorious resurrection of thy Son, Jesus Christ, our Lord. For he is the very paschal lamb which was offered for us, and hath taken away the sins of the world, who by his death hath destroyed death, and by his rising to life again, hath restored to us everlasting life. Therefore, with angels and archangels, and with all the company of heaven, we laud and magnify thy glorious name, evermore praising thee and saying, against us, and lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. Saying, "Take, eat, this is my body which is given for you. This do in remembrance of me." In the same way also he took the cup after supper, and when he had given thanks, he gave it to them, saying, "Drink from it, all of you. This cup is the New Testament in my blood, which is shed for you for the remission of sins. This do as often as you drink it in remembrance of me." The peace of the Lord be with you always. Take and eat. This is the true body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death for your sake. Take and drink. This is the true blood of our Lord and Savior, Jesus Christ, shed for you for the remission of your sin. The blood of Christ,
shed for you. The body and blood of our Lord strengthen and preserve you steadfast in the true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in peace. Amen.
Amen.
Body of our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, given into death.
Thank you.
Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith
unto life everlasting.
Depart in peace.
Thank you.
Christ, shed for you for the remission. Body and blood of our Lord, strengthen and keep you steadfast in the one true faith until life everlasting. Go in peace. Amen.
Keep you in the one true faith unto life everlasting. Depart in the Lord's peace.
Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good.
And his mercy endureth forever.
We give thanks to thee, Almighty God, that thou hast refreshed us through this salutary gift. And we beseech thee that of thy mercy thou wouldst strengthen us through the same in faith toward thee and in fervent love toward one another. Through Jesus Christ our Lord, who liveth and reigneth with thee and the Holy Ghost, ever one God, world without end.
Amen.
The Lord be with you.
And with thy spirit.
Bless we the Lord.
Thanks be to God.
Lord bless thee.
thee and keep thee. The Lord make his face shine upon thee and be gracious unto thee. The Lord lift up his countenance upon thee and give thee peace.